a lot of work in that first period was maybe the toughest save you had to make, the one off Jacob Truba's stick.
Yeah, I don't even think I got a shot for that, though. So I don't know. I thought the guys were playing really good in front of me, keeping things to the outside, and you know, let's look for more of the same.
It seemed like Minnesota in that second period was getting more pucks to the net, a little more traffic. But you thought you guys handled it pretty well, all things considered?
Yeah, you know, they're a good team, and we knew they were going to push at some point, and they got a power play, and they moved it around there. So that's what you expect from playoff hockey. It's not just going to be an easy walkthrough. The teams are going to push.
You get a game winner from Joe Morrow, a guy who's in the lineup because you got a couple guys on the shelf. What do you say when a guy like that comes through, and what does it mean going forward?
It's just awesome. It's awesome. We love the guy. He's awesome. He's a great locker room guy, and I'm happy for him, and I want to see more of him in the game because he's a good player.
Connor, your first playoff hockey game. Come as expected or anything maybe catch you by surprise?
No, nothing caught me by surprise. I mean, I think our crowd is really good. The momentum was huge for us, and the noise was incredible. I was excited for it.
Did you like the amount of work you got in that game? Is it tough to get into it mentally when maybe not as much action comes early?
No, I don't think so. Not in playoffs. I thought I was able to keep my mind in it the whole time.
Did you feel it was two periods of feeling each other out a little bit and then a third that definitely amped up?
Well, I think that's just any hockey game. It's going to stay close and to the end, and everyone's trying to make a push.
Thanks, Connor. Mm-hmm. Connor, thank you.